This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone. So how do you solve a problem like Joe Rogan?
The CEO of Spotify announced that it will be adding content advisory to any podcast that discusses the coronavirus. It comes as the company has faced calls to take action against COVID misinformation on the podcast hosted by Joe Rogan. Some musicians, including Joni Mitchell and Neil Young, were removing their music from Spotify.
Here is what he said on his Spotify podcast.
Yeah, I think for the most part, it's safe to get vaccinated. I do. But if you're like 21 years old and you say to me, should I get vaccinated? I go, no. If you're a healthy person and you're exercising all the time and you're young and you're eating well, I don't think you need to worry about this.
This dust-up sums up so much of what's messed up in America today, including, obviously, the war between the right and the left. Everything is about that. Race and racism, that too. Fact versus fiction, what censorship is and isn't, and the role of unmediated digital platforms in all of this. So we're going to take a big chunk of this show this week to zero in. But before we get granular, flashback.
I hope this wakes people up to the value of vaccines, too. There's so many wackos out there that think that vaccines are, you know, a scam or they're dangerous or there are so many people out there that won't vaccinate their children.
I know. And that's one, you know, one of your best shows you ever did was Peter Hotez.
Yes,
he's a dear friend of mine. He's a dear friend of mine.
This is Joe Rogan talking with epidemiologist Michael Osterholm 2 years ago.
And, you know, he is one of the champions out there on this very issue.
Yes.
I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you for what you do say about vaccines, because people listen to you, and we need every positive voice, because we have so many crazy voices out there right now
paranoid and delusional, and they want it all to be a conspiracy. There's been an amazing medical innovation in human culture, and that's vaccines.
Maybe his thinking on vaccines has, you know, evolved since March 2020. Maybe he's just leaned into the contrarianism that has brought him fortune and fame. Or maybe, as he's oft noted, he just smokes a lot of weed. But it was his continued ralphing of COVID misinformation and conspiracy theories over the pandemic's course that prompted that open letter signed by 270 science and medical professionals last month, calling for Rogan's platform, Spotify, to act with extreme prejudice. It was that letter that impelled Neil Young, then Joni Mitchell, and a parade of other musical talent to pull their stuff from Spotify. Among them, India Arie, who last week posted a mashup of Rogan's repeated use of the N-word, plus other racially creepy remarks. And the Joe Rogan Experience, long simmering, goes full on culture war. So let's anatomize the arguments. First, is this really censorship? Arguing in favor, Fox News.
What do you make of the attempts to censor Joe Rogan?
It is yet the latest indicator about the real danger that we're facing as a society right now. The freedom of speech is being threatened.
This is not a matter of censorship.
Arguing against, Greg Benzinger of the New York Times editorial board.
Censorship is saying you have no right to say anything anywhere. Spotify is potentially in the position to say the things that we're hearing and that this host is saying do not match our values. And no one has to host a host that they disagree with.
Video platform Rumble does agree with Rogan and offered him a $100 million deal similar to Spotify's to lure him to their site with, quote, no censorship. Meanwhile, Spotify is holding Joe close, though it did delete more than 100 episodes from the service.
The idea behind censorship is that you're not allowed to say certain things anywhere. Another distributor coming and saying, look, we're willing to offer you the same deal, come on our service and say whatever you want, you know, demonstrates that Rogan is not going to be censored.
So, not censored. Criticized. Everyone says their piece, but most especially the greenbacks. Money talks, nobody walks. Not Rogan anyway, not yet. And Spotify's position that it's merely a platform, not a publisher, and thus not responsible for limiting the content of Rogan's podcast?
No, that argument is not right.
Here's Peter Kafka, host of Recode Media.
I think the only person who believes that, I think he does believe it to some degree, is Daniel Ek, the CEO of Spotify. They have paid Joe Rogan an exclusive licensing fee to distribute the stuff. It's exactly the same thing as Netflix or ABC paying for something and then distributing it over the internet or on the air.
Which makes Spotify a publisher of the Joe Rogan Experience, different from other online services that he'd categorize as platforms.
You can go to YouTube or Facebook or Twitter as a user and type or upload whatever you want, and it goes onto the service. That's one group of companies, and Spotify is not in that group of companies.
More on that later. But what about the argument that Rogan's seemingly dangerous and racist statements have been cherry-picked and decontextualized?
Absolutely not.
This is Andy Campbell, senior editor at HuffPost.
His podcast is a revolving door of guests. Some of those guests sometimes are abhorrent white nationalists and bigots and conspiracy theorists seeking to recruit to their own and push abhorrent ideology.
To those who accuse journalists like him of trying to deplatform Rogan without really listening to him in context, Campbell says,
well, I can tell you, I did listen to a lot of Joe Rogan. I'm an extremism reporter, and extremism reporting invariably brings you to the Joe Rogan Experience because he has a lot of extremist guests on his show.
Now, refuting the cherry-picking argument is trickier than the censorship or publisher points. While it's true Joe Rogan has hosted several white nationalists, Campbell notes that those guests are a very small part of the Rogan Experience.
I mean, there are plenty of straight-laced interviews that he has with interesting people, but when you do just a dive just below the surface, you are invariably going to come across some really harmful language and rhetoric.
In the sirocco of claims and counterclaims swirling around Rogan, there seems to be at least one point of agreement.
Their guy and his 11 million listeners.
It has 11 million listeners, that is.
Every episode reaches about 11 million people.
Four episodes a week to 11 million viewers.
Joe Rogan has power because so many people listen to him.
Podcast numbers are notoriously hard to pin down, so we decided to check.
Amongst weekly podcast consumers, we estimate his audience to be slightly over 10 million per week. So if you throw in perhaps less frequent listeners, then yeah, 11 million is certainly plausible.
Tom Webster is a senior VP at Edison Research, where they use consumer survey data to estimate listenership.
It's both the number one podcast in terms of reach, and it's also fairly well ahead of number two. You could also call it the most listened to podcast in America.
And you can see why. He's unpretentious, yet passionate, often ill-informed, but really sorry about it. He's just a dude who cares about dude things. Drugs and sex and hunting and muscles and big ideas. Entertaining his fellow or would-be dudes, while also sharing his favorite body-enhancing equipment and mind-blowing supplements. Thus, one prominent meme about the Joe Rogan Experience is that it's essentially goop for men. Now, a lot of people, like the cantankerous journalist Glenn Greenwald just this week, say that only the corporate media could take a person like Rogan and claim he's a far-right figure. But that's just a straw man. He's not being hit for his eclectic politics, but for being a danger to public health and racially insensitive. And for God's sake, Glenn, $100 million deal with Spotify, but he's not corporate media? Give me a break. Coming up, but he's just a comedian. This is On the Media.